Free Talk Live. We are launching into the second hour of the program, and as always, you're invited to take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you might like. 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features on the site for free. So enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you this evening, it's Ian,
Michelle,
and Mark.
All right, as we go right into your phone calls, and then coming up, we'll tell you about the man who has been fined $5,000 for growing too many vegetables, apparently. But first, we've got Justy on the line in Maryland. Justy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I'm Justin from Maryland.
Oh, Justin, they left off the N. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I read a news article, and you can find this on Citizens Commission on Human Rights.org. There was a mother, a black mother, who had a daughter, and they were trying to put her on this SRI, this kind of Ritalin-like drug that's been known to cause cancer, actually. You know what I mean?
Serotonin
and basically
inhibitors.
What happened was they, because she refused to drug her child, you know what I mean? They basically sent CPS her away with a couple of police officers. Here's where it ends different, is that the mother, instead of letting them take her child, she opens fires on the police
Whoa.
Officers next to them.
And says, oh, no, you are not going to take my child.
How'd that go for her?
Well, the SWAT team came around. She had to surrender because she was outgunned.
She's lucky she didn't get killed.
She's in jail now. Her daughter has been forcibly committed to a psychiatric center.
That's going to help you get your kids back. Fire on the cops that come to kidnap them. Thanks, Justin, for the call tonight. Appreciate it. 800.
That's self-defense, though.
I understand it, but that doesn't make you may very well be able to come up with a moral argument,
yeah.
But you're
yeah.
never going to be able to convince anyone that you're not going to be able to convince the society as a whole it's okay.
Right.
I mean, I agree. I understand where people are coming from. I would feel the same way if they were coming after my kid because I didn't want him to be on whatever
medication. So because they have a badge and a gun, they're legitimately and rightfully and legally entitled
it's
to
not
your
right.
child?
They have a cloak of legitimacy.
Right. It's a cloak of legitimacy, but it's not right what they're doing. Mm-hmm. They're stealing people's children from them, and I don't blame anybody for feeling like that their only resort in that situation, that they can only resort to violence.
Yeah.
I don't blame them for feeling that way. I used to feel that way myself about those issues, and I just came to the conclusion that it's just not right for a variety of reasons to do that. It's impractical, number one.
Ineffective.
It's very ineffective. Number two, she's lucky to be alive yeah. after that encounter. She's lucky she didn't get blasted by those cops.
If it was the father instead of the mother, you could be certain they'd just walk in and shot him.
Yeah. So she's lucky to be alive, but now that she's fired on the police, she's going to be in jail likely for a long, long time. And if she had had a chance, if she hadn't fired on them, maybe she would have had a sliver of a chance of getting that child back at some point. But you might as well count that out at this point.
Yeah, I have to say that's true. You know, it's really unfortunate, but it's the root of this problem is, as we have stated it many, many times on this show, giving your kids to them. When you give your kids to them in, you know, by sending them to public school, they own them. That's their kid now. You just let them sleep at your house. This is what happens. If that kid had never gone to public school, he would have never been prescribed the Ritalin. She would have never, or the SRI inhibitors, or whatever they are, the SR inhibitors. And they wouldn't have tried to come and take him away. And it's unfortunate that they're charging this poor lady for property taxes to pay to send the kid to school. I mean, yeah, I admit it. But this is what the government does. They own your kid, especially
they own you.
Yeah, they do, especially when you willingly give them more and more. And
yeah.
by sending your kid to public school, you're giving the kid to them.
There's no doubt about that. I mean, Michelle, you know this. I don't think, do your kids even have social security numbers?
No, just Aziza. She's
she got one on her own.
She got one on her own, but the boys don't. And a week or so, they don't have driver's licenses, and
which
yes,
means
they drive.
Pretty much don't exist as far as the state
exist.
Is concerned.
They don't exist. And so Omar was at the post office last week and picked up a flyer. It says 18 to 25 year old, and I showed this to you
That's
the other
right.
day. It was the
selective service system.
Yes. And he on his own, you know, and he's the, of my three kids, he's the least anarchist, you know, because he has a lot of rules for himself and self-government for himself, and he just doesn't think that other people exercise that. So whatever. In any case, he came home and showed me this selective service
threat.
Contract, exactly. Mm. And he said, I'm not signing that. And he said, I won't be doing that. And he said, and because of that, I will not be getting my driver's license, because it appears that once you get your driver's license, then it's not just a Social Security, but you get put into the database and, you know, they can find you like that. I was very surprised to hear him say
that.
Doesn't
he have dual citizenship?
He could any time, but I haven't got.
Couldn't he get a driver's license in that other country and then use that?
Yeah, that's a good idea. An international driver's license. See him run that number when they pull you over.
I think he'll probably get like a diplomatic one.
There you go.
Yeah.
Even that sounds good to me too. Yeah. Anything that's not from here. But, yeah, keeping your kids out of the system is certainly a good idea. Let's continue here at least as much as possible. And certainly answering their questions is only going to dig you in deeper. Don't even answer the door for these people. There's no reason to talk. If CPS is coming to your door, you didn't invite somebody to come to your house, probably you shouldn't be talking to those people. I know it seems like antisocial.
But this was done at school. I mean, most of this stuff is done at school, so, you know, you don't have the option. You're going into their house.
I see where you're coming from. But frequently they do come to your home and conduct investigations, and most people let them in.
This is the best advice for you, who doesn't send their kid, you don't have a kid, to public school. I'm not going to send mine for one. This is one of a myriad of reasons.
But wait a minute. Where did she fire at these cops? I missed that point.
This was a story being told by Michelle.
Michelle, did she fire the cops at school, or was she at home when they tried to take her child?
The woman that you were just talking about?
The one you were talking about. The one that blasted back at the cops when they came after her and her kid.
That was Justin.
You're right. It was Justin.
Yeah.
Thanks for keeping me in line.
But I had understood that the girl was taken from the home. And
usually that's the way it works.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, usually that's what I was saying, Mark. It's just usually a bad idea to even answer the door for these people and talk to them. I mean, if they don't know your home, they don't know your kid's home, then there's not much that they can do about that unless they actually have a warrant. And so in the very beginning of a lot of these CPS cases, you've got usually it's some sort of a report from some concerned individual, some busybody, typically, or somebody who doesn't like you, somebody who's got some kind of a vendetta against you because they don't like how you're taking care of your lawn or something absurd like that. And so they've made some crap up, or maybe they didn't make it up, whatever. They've placed a report, and they send out their bureaucrat to come and take a look around and ask some questions. Because if somebody just calls CPS, seems pretty unlikely that they're going to be able to get a warrant based on one phone call from some concerned person. They're going to send an investigator with perhaps a police officer escort to come and intimidate you into letting them into your home so they can sit down with you and observe you with your child and ask you a bunch of questions. And then based on their observations and based on your answers to the questions, they will then file to get a warrant to possibly, you know, grab your kid.
I would agree.
That would be my guess from the way I understand how things work. If you actually have an experience, I'd love to hear from you at 800-259-9231. So the most important thing would be to not let them into your home so they cannot see anything, to not like your bong sitting out or something, to not also speak to them so they can't gather any intelligence about you and make a decision that they don't agree with how you're raising your children. So silence is the best option.
This is also an attack on people who live in poverty because
they can't hire a lawyer.
They can't hire a lawyer, and there are so many camps and things that you can do for your child if they need a little extra help or if they need some kind of therapy or what have you.
Yeah, they can afford whatever medical options there are.
Let's talk to Angela listening in California. Angela, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Michelle, and Mark.
Hello. Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hi. Oh, what a great show.
Thanks, Angela.
I'm glad I called in and waited.
We're glad you're here. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes. Well, since you're on the topic for the system in the state, I have been one that, decided to homeschool at a young age. I have 4 children.
Good for you.
I had 13 years of calls to social services and just because I was homeschooling and family members didn't understand, they thought it was neglect, and my greatest armor was the Word of God. And
I'll tell you what, we'll let you tell your story here in a moment at 800-259-9231. Did family members call the government on her because she was homeschooling? That's what it sounded like. We'll find out more in a moment.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kid Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kidessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You really can lose weight while you're sleeping. Guaranteed. AffinityDiet.com introduces Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet. Great tasting Lose and Snooze from AffinityDiet.com is the first step in our guaranteed weight loss system. Lose and Snooze will help your body get a deep restorative sleep without the harmful side effects of pharmaceutical drugs. And during deep natural sleep, your body starts to shed unwanted pounds, build lean muscle, and lose inches. Add AffinityDiet.com's One Day Diet waivers and your metabolism keeps going with all the vitamins and minerals you need with no rebound effect. But don't worry, you're never more than 24 hours from your favorite foods. Learn more about Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet at AffinityDiet.com, spelled AffinityDiet.com, or call toll free 855-663-3438. That's 855-663-3438. Finally, a diet that succeeds where others have failed from AffinityDiet.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features on the site completely free. So enjoy those. By the way, those features include news updates. So if you want to be kept in the loop with what's going on with Free Talk Live, you can just go and get signed up. Follow us via email, Twitter, Facebook, all at news.freetalklive.com. Once again, that's news. freetalklive.com, and like everything else on our website, it's totally free.
Have you ever considered taking your case to court without an attorney? JurisDictionary.com is, of course, for people without lawyers who have to know what it takes to win, and for people with lawyers that want to minimize their legal fees and maximize winning by knowing what their lawyers should be doing. It'll show you how to move the court, how to get discovery, do all the things that you have to do. If you just wander on into court one day, it's not going to go well for you. It works for plaintiffs or defendants. It costs less than an hour with any good lawyer, and it's so easy, the average eighth grader could go through the complete 4-CD course in a single weekend. You can get it at JurisDictionary.com. I've got the course. I recommend it for you. I've paid for it myself. It's JurisDictionary.com.
Still to come, we get a chance. The details on the man fined over $5,000 for having a home garden. I mean, if you thought there wasn't something that was still not illegal in this country, well, apparently you were wrong.
Was he acting like a vegetable?
We will give you the details on that coming up here in a moment. But Angela is on the line here, listening in California. And Angela, you were telling us your thoughts. I think it was in regards to the CPS situation, the Child Protective Services.
Yes, I had decided to homeschool my children. I was a Christian, and I did not realize what I was headed for when I made this decision, and it was a long road, and it was enough in it doing research and learning about homeschooling. I had so much confrontation from family members and concerns because of them feeling they were deprived and neglected, and my children are very, very intelligent, have graduated, all of them except for one now, and
it's really insulting, by the way, the idea that because you keep your kids at home and educate them, or have them educate themselves in many cases, like in an unschooling situation, that
kids
somehow
don't
educate
themselves all the time,
right,
anyway.
That somehow that's neglecting. Like, the idea is that you have to send your kids to this dumb government school where they're surrounded by muprons and other people that are dangerous, that somehow that's not neglect. It's not neglect to send your kids away from you for 8-9 hours a day to be in this government prison indoctrination camp.
Eight or nine hours? No, it's like 12 now.
Is it now? I see. It's been a long time since I've been to school. But you know, the idea that that is not neglect, but it is neglect to have them in your care. It's just so backwards. And you're hearing it from your family members.
Right. And through pressure, there was a couple of times that I did enroll them in school. My oldest son ended up having a mental breakdown. I had my children abused in the school where they were left, not getting medical attention. I had to go to court and face a DA. Praise God, the Lord came in my defense.
There you go, girl.
I ended up joining a homeschool legal defense that actually went after the DA, and where she blasted me and told me I was a failure. I ended up homeschooling again and made the decision never again. They are very vicious in the schools. They are very cruel. They're very abusive, not only to your children and to the single parent that is impoverished, disabled. And I have learned that in the home, in homeschooling, my children have learned so many skills. I have learned so much. Mm.
You're learning along with them in many cases, in order to teach. You know, when you teach something, you actually learn it better yourself as well. Thanks for your story tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. And, of course, the homeschooling movement kind of gets painted as like a mostly religious sort of movement, but it's good
for... Certainly not entirely.
No, it's good for anybody that has children. I mean, if I were an atheist, for instance, and I have been in the past, I would not want my kids going to the government schools and being, you know, subject to whatever kind of religious indoctrination they have there. And by religious indoctrination, I mean the religion of the state.
Right.
I wouldn't want to have that around my kids. And there are a number of other reasons why you should get your kids the heck out of these government schools. But unfortunately, she's calling from probably one of the worst places to homeschool your children. California. The teachers' union in California, as I understand it, would like to completely outlaw homeschooling. They already have,
unless you're a teacher, you'd have to be certified as a teacher to homeschool.
She mentioned actually the Homeschool Legal Defense Fund, HSLDA, Homeschool Legal Defense Association, mm-hmm. and the year I left in 2006, they did a huge case out in California regarding a family and they defended this family who had been arrested for homeschooling their children and et cetera. And I mentioned, you know, 12 hours a day. The 2005, they passed a bond in Lake Tahoe where you could drop off your child as early as 6:30 in the morning and they could have breakfast, et cetera, at school, and then you could pick them up as late as either 6 or 7 at night. And this is starting, like, in kindergarten.
Yeah, you know, this is what it is. It's government-sponsored babysitting. And, you know, people would like you to believe that the teachers at the schools know this magic stuff in order to teach your kids. But the fact is, kids learn on their own. I mean, I got some videos for Jack, and he's, you know, he can read words on his own at 3. I mean, you show him the flashcards, he'll read them. I haven't pressured him in any way. He likes this. It's a game to him. And
when learning isn't shoved down your throat, it can be a lot of fun because then you get to learn at your own pace.
That's what school will give your kid. School will give your kid.
Make you hate it.
Yeah, make him hate school. That's
I know I didn't like it. I mean, to be a little more accurate, elementary school is not so bad, but it tends to get worse as it goes along.
I think it takes years to suck the life out of children.
Absolutely. 1-800-259-9231. James is in Nebraska. You're on Free Talk Live, the Michelle and Mark. Hello, James.
Oh, good evening. Hey. How y'all doing?
Just great. What's on your mind tonight, James?
Yeah, I have a question. I'm currently residing in Nebraska, and the woman there in your group, I'm sorry, I forgot her name, she mentioned HSLDA.
Yeah, Michelle's here.
And, Michelle, okay, thank you. And I know I believe there's 4 different degrees of regulation in the various states, the so-called states. And I believe New Hampshire is the highest degree of regulation.
What?
No. As far as homeschooling. Is that correct?
That's not correct.
Definitely not. You know, definitely mistaken on that.
It's not the lowest, but it's certainly not the highest. Mark, what would you say it is on the
pretty
realm?
Darn low. The people, you know, the homeschoolers in this state are adamant. I would, you know, if I had to rate it on a scale of 1 to 5, I'd say a 2.
Okay. Maybe my sources were incorrect then. So my next question is, in the various free staters that are out there in New Hampshire currently, how much do they comply with state regulation at all? Or are they just, if you're out of the system, you're out of the system, there are children, you know, no such luck for you to be able to monitor me in any way. Is that typically what goes
I would say it varies. I mean, some do, some don't.
Some have no, you know, there's no attachment to the state. They haven't even told the state they've got kids. And others, you know, do the homeschooling thing. And
some parents are scared. You know, they're scared to not comply. But I fully support noncompliance. And if you have more you wanted to share on that, you're certainly welcome to. We'll bring you back here in a moment. Of course, we'll also take your calls about whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. I would love to see what happens if people don't comply with stupid homeschooling regulations and then challenge them.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners there with dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing that they're listeners of this program. You can see what I mean. If you're a lady listener, get details on how to become part of the Shrine over at shrine.freetalklive.com. Like the rest of our website, is totally free to you. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
It's the shirt that you wear most, the white dress shirt. And Paul Frederick has it for you, an athletic, trim, big, and tall from 1995. Guys, you know if you've tried to buy a white dress shirt that you can't get one for $20. Not one that fits. You might be able to go to those discount places and get one where the neck's too tight or the sleeves are too short or the waist is too big, but you can't get one that fits for $20. You can get more than 55 sleeve fit and collar combinations at 1995shirt.com. And free monogramming too, and that really it really makes the difference. People look at that monogramming, they know that shirt is yours. It was made for you. Use promo code TUCK, T-U-C-K, to get the shirt for $19.95 and free monogramming at 1995shirt.com.
Our number here again, 800-259-9231, as we continue here. I think James is still with us in Nebraska. James, are you there? Did we lose James? James in Nebraska, going once. James in Nebraska going twice. He is gone. We were talking about homeschooling and, of course, the idea that the state and the people that are the state's lapdogs and servants would love to just force your children into their state education, state indoctrination camps.
I was talking to a lady one time over the phone. You know, I sell ads for Free Talk Live, and somehow or another we ended up talking about homeschooling. And her statement was that she felt that homeschooling should be outlawed entirely. And I'm really, why? She said she thinks they're all Unabombers.
Wow, so
well,
outrageous.
At what point can you, are you allowed to teach your child how to use the toilet?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm teaching my kid every day. He's 3 years old.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, some people want government preschool. Some
yes,
people are calling for that.
Well, it takes a village, you know.
That's right. And by that, they mean you're not qualified to raise your own kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's scary stuff, man. 1-800-259-9231. We continue here with your phone calls. Greg is listening in Massachusetts. And, of course, you can bring up anything you'd like. Greg, what's on your mind tonight? Greg.
How's it going, guys?
What's on your mind, Greg?
Yeah, so I just wanted to talk a little bit about the, I was on, of course, last week talking about this, but my art club, Young Americans for Liberty at Northeastern University, did erect a 48-foot-wide debt clock on campus, and I just wanted to talk a little about that, and especially how, in spite of the administration's support of the event, the campus police, of course, were all over us within 10 minutes of setting up.
Now, wait a minute. Let me see if I can recount what you had said before. You had said that you'd run into some problems getting permission from the campus administration.
Yeah.
Isn't that the case?
It was. But ultimately, once that got straightened out...
Okay, so you prevailed in your efforts to get the permission slip.
Yeah, I mean, I was basically stuck in the system of red tape, and I finally just went to them and said, look, I said, my concern is that you're trying to shut this event down and that you don't want this opinion expressed on campus. And then they said, no, that's not the case. We're going to let you do the event. It's just going to take us time to process everything. So I said, fine. As long as you assure me I can do it, then, do what you need to do.
All right. So you had permission to be there. You set up in where? Was it like some sort of central location, some kind of square?
Yeah, we set up in front of the main quad on campus on a fence.
A quad, that's what they always call it, the quad.
Yeah, the quad. In the we set up along, the sign itself was along a fence along the road, and then actually the university grounds crews helped us like tie it to the fence or whatever.
Mm-hmm. So it didn't fall and crush people, all 4 feet of it.
No, is this this is a big clock, the debt clock. Is it somehow electronic, or is it just, what does it look like?
Yeah, that's a great question. We just call it the debt clock, to get people to think of the thing in New York, but it's just 48 feet of cheap plywood that we painted. It cost less than $100, and it was like a very good way to spread the message on campus.
So you painted like the current debt at the time at which you painted it on there, basically?
Yeah, it was already off by about $80 billion by Wednesday, and we painted it on Saturday.
Wow.
Yeah, you should have just guessed ahead. Added a trillion.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, anyhow, we get permission. The university's fine with us, and they told us, they said, you don't actually need a permit for this. They said, it's not a demonstration, because they're like, you're just putting a sign up, and then there's going to be three of you guys at a table, over in the quad. Like, that's not a demonstration. That's not a problem. And of course, no sooner do we set it up, though, than the police roll up, demanding
this is a demonstration.
Wow.
Yeah, they said this is a demonstration. I said no. Student activities approved this. They called the police department yesterday to tell you guys we would be here. I was like, what do you mean? Where's our permit? I'm like, we're sitting at a table. They're like, well, people are still coming up to you for information, so this is a demonstration.
Uh-huh.
And then they start. So then they go and they call in, three other officers. So now we got two squad cars here. Four police officers, over three college kids sitting at a damn table in the middle of the quad. And I kept telling them, I was like, would you just radio to the darn police department and straighten this out? Because I was like, we have permission to be here. And instead, of course, act now, think later, police, they just start taking our names. So I had to, I got on the phone with the student activities office, explain the situation. They get on the phone with the police department. Long story short, the police radio all our names and check us out. And then get the reply, yeah, they're approved to be there. Okay, and then they all leave. I mean, it amazes me how, the campus police think that they, run the university.
Well, they are the men with, do they have guns?
Oh, yes. I mean, okay. They are privately funded by Northeastern, but they are fully commissioned by the county. They have all powers of normal police.
Well, of course they think they run the university. They're the men with guns with the ability to take
people. Do you have any evidence that they're not?
Put them in cages. So, quick question. Did you have a video camera during this encounter?
Oh, yeah. We videotaped the whole thing.
Bravo.
Excellent. More than one video camera or just one?
Oh, we only had one.
All right.
Good enough.
One's the bare minimum, but you definitely, if you can, you want to have people with things like cell phone cameras with QIK.com to allow for live streaming of the event to the internet and also have some sort of an actual video camcorder style.
Once
cameras.
They have the little camcorder, the little hidden camcorder that can stream directly to the internet, that's when
over.
It's all over.
Yeah. Well, I hope to see the video. Maybe you can put it up over the Free Talk Live BBS or something like that, or post it actually as a news story right there on the front page at freetalklive.com.
Good job.
Greg, thanks for the update. Glad you didn't get arrested today, or then whenever that was. I guess the weekend. Was it today? Or?
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, dude. Appreciate the call. 800-259-9231. I almost got arrested today. At least it felt that way.
Gee, there's nothing unusual about that.
And this was actually over a video camera. I was in Greenfield, Massachusetts to support some of the activists that were going down there for a hearing on a motion to dismiss and a possible plea bargain to just get this crap over with in Massachusetts. There's been just a nightmare of charges for friends of ours down there. And it went fairly well from that perspective, as far as one guy took a plea bargain, and that helped get a couple other people off of some charges as well. So a lot of that stuff has been wrapped up. But they wouldn't allow a demo from LibertyOnTour.com to videotape. He'd filled out their little form, but he didn't fill out the way they wanted it to be filled out. So
was he wearing a hat?
He was, but they didn't have a problem with that. So he wanted to have a hearing with the judge on this as to why they would not allow him to just film based
on... You're not allowed to talk to our judge.
Based on, no, they called him up to talk to the judge, and it was at that time that I got out my camera, my cell phone, and I started doing a quick video, QIK.com. Mm. And the bailiff, who'd been eyeballing me for a while, saw me, and she came over and was like, "You can't be recording in here." And I told her that I wasn't, and I had stopped it at that point. But then she stood in front of my camera, because I continued to hold it up, and she stood in front of my camera. And then Rich Paul's sitting next to me at that point in time. He pulls out his cell phone, holds it up. His cell phone can't even record video, yet she doesn't know this. Yeah. So she moves over and stands in front of his camera. But that's not the point at which I almost got arrested, and a demo almost did as well. I'll share the rest of that story here in a little moment. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Take control. It's Free Talk Live.
It's the shirt you wear most. An essential in any professional man's wardrobe. It's the white dress shirt. And for over half a century, the Paul Frederick White Pinpoint Oxford Dress Shirt has set the standard for quality, comfort, and style. It regularly starts at $40 or more. But we're so confident that it will become your favorite shirt, we're making it available at the exclusive introductory price of only $19.95. Go to 1995shirt.com and choose our classic button-down with button cuffs or our traditional street collar with either button or French cuffs. Choose from regular, trim, and big and tall sizes with 55 combinations of collar and sleeve lengths for an exact fit. Order today and you'll also receive free monogramming and $8.50 value. Go to 1995shirt.com right now to order your Paul Frederick White Pinpoint Oxford Dress Shirt for just $19.95. Enter promo code TUCK. That's 1995shirt.com. Promo code TUCK.
Daddy, I'm hungry.
That little girl will get fed for now. But what if people like Glenn Beck are right about the threats we face? If the U.S. dollar loses its status as the global reserve currency, prices on the things you need most will skyrocket. Food may be unaffordable, or worse, unavailable. Earthquakes, economic turmoil, continuing unemployment, rampant inflation, and even threats of terrorism are all reasons to let the experts at Ready Reserve Foods help you with a long-term food storage plan. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storage foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available worldwide. Their products have a shelf life of 25 years, and a year's supply of quality food for two people only takes up about as much space as a refrigerator for a fraction of what you now pay at the grocery store. You owe it to your family to find out more from Ready Reserve Foods. Call today for their free full-color catalog at 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
Fear of falling is the number one reason seniors leave the home they love. And millions of aging Americans can no longer enjoy the pleasure of a simple bath from fear of falling. Don't leave your home. There is a solution. The revolutionary Designed for Seniors walk-in tub. Rediscover the soothing, luxurious pleasure of a comfortable and therapeutic bath by calling 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors walk-in tub has everything. A low step and walk-in door for easy access, built-in heating, easy-to-reach controls with both water and air jet therapy to soothe away aches and pains. All tubs are proudly made in the USA and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Enjoy a relaxing, safe, and comfortable bath again. Call 877-513-3797 and ask for the Designed for Seniors walk-in tub. That's 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors walk-in tub for boomers and beyond.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. If you enjoy this program and you'd like to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us. You can go to shop.freetalklive.com. You'll find affiliate links there for Amazon, the world's largest internet retailer. Man, they sell almost everything you can think of, dozens of different categories, even grocery items now. You can go to Amazon through our links at shop.freetalklive.com. You start through that link, means Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase price. Still the same great prices, same great Amazon, free super saver shipping deals on a lot of their brand new items. It's just you're entering through our portal, so they cut us some of their profits. Go to shop.freetalklive.com.
Want freedom? Build freedom. Got programming skills? Join the Freedom Engineering team and help develop the technology that enables spontaneous order and free market capitalism to erupt on Earth. Mobile app developers and database experts wanted immediately. Share in ownership. Create stuff that matters. Go to freedomengineering.org. It's time to build freedom. Freedomengineering.org.
All right, so 800-259-9231 as we continue with, well, we'll get right back to your calls, but I want to tell you about what happened in court today where a number of liberty activists unfortunately had to leave the safe confines of New Hampshire and go to
enemy territory.
Yeah, the evil Massachusetts Greenfield where they had been aggressing against some of our friends for quite a while. It's not all over yet in Greenfield. Our friends Pete and Ademo are still facing felony wiretapping charges for using video cameras inside the so-called public facility known as the jail down there. They still face those charges. But Rich Paul and Capuzzo and Jackie, who were arrested a while back, not because they were doing any activism, but there were that they allegedly had a half pound of marijuana on them, and I think Rich Paul had a revolver or something like that.
No, that's going to be bad news.
So, yeah, it wasn't looking very good. And so I guess Capuzzo had been in jail since the arrest last year. Today, Rich Paul took a plea bargain on that because, as he put it, he's not here to make a stand in Massachusetts. You know, a lot of our folks up here, they don't take plea bargains when they're charged with you know, civil disobedience and things like that. One, this wasn't civil disobedience. Two, he doesn't want to make a stand in Massachusetts. So they managed to cut a deal where Rich took a plea bargain on just a misdemeanor. They dropped all the felonies. So
wow.
Just, yeah.
That's lucky.
For a gun charge and drug charge in Massachusetts, clearly they wanted this to go away, right?
Arm trafficking.
So
was it the same female judge that...
No.
Okay.
This was a male judge. And so he took this plea deal. It's a $300 fine, and he has to forfeit his revolver. So the state gets to keep his gun, and they'll get $300. So that actually allowed them to then drop the charges on Jackie, who was in the car with them, and Capuzzo was also given time served on one of his charges, so he'll be released and sent back to New Hampshire here in a little bit.
to possibly FaceTime here.
Right, because he was on probation, so he's got a violation of probation. So that's the good news. There's less to deal with now down there. But in the midst of all this, there was some issues in the courtroom where I brought out my camera and began to record. Well, they don't like that because they want you to beg permission to record. You know, that whole First Amendment, it doesn't really apply, especially in their courtrooms. You know, the right to freedom of the press and free speech and all that.
Yeah,
you don't get to.
They don't mean that
to do that. So Ademo was trying to get permission from the court. Was trying to let them know he was going to record, and they hadn't approved his notice or motion or whatever you want to call it. And so I just decided that I wanted to record him talking to the judge about being able to record. This bailiff comes over and stands in front of me and starts to, you know, block me from recording and tell me I can't be doing that. And so the judge calls a recess at that point. And
these people are nuts.
It was during the recess that I noticed that there were two men that came in plain clothes. Now, they had that cop look to them, right? They had that kind of short haircut style, crop or whatever. Yeah, pretty, you know, well taken care of. And they came in together, but split up. One went on one side of the room.
Yeah.
The other went on the other side of the room. And I thought, that's weird. And then another one comes in. A little while later, this one sees the guy on the right side of the room. He goes over and sits down next to him and starts talking to him. The one guy that's on the left, where we're sitting, starts, I can see him eyeballing me, and it's like, it's totally obvious that these guys are undercover cops. I mean, I'm no expert at this, okay? I'm not an expert at spotting undercover cops, but my first thought was, these guys are cops. And sure enough, when the judge comes back in, of course, as always, we're not standing for this man in the robe. Even though we're in Massachusetts, those of us who are the liberty activists do not stand for these people. So they don't say anything about that. No problem. You can stay seated for that. Nobody mentions a word about that. But then when Capuzzo gets called up for his hearing, I at this point decide, look, I'm on bail in New Hampshire, and I've been arrested several times in the last year, so I'm pretty much at the end of my line for these things. Doesn't mean I won't still take risks, but at this point I decided, I'm just going to use my audio recorder for this. So I, at that point, then pull up my audio recording device, which is on a little lanyard around my neck, and I hold it out and begin recording, in hopes of being able to hear what's going on from across the room. And at that moment, like a second or two after I started doing that, the guy to the left of me says something like, "Put that away." And I just ignored him. Like, who are you? You're some guy sitting in the bench in front of me.
I know you're obviously a cop, but you aren't wearing a badge.
Right, right. So I just don't even look at the guy, and I just keep recording. And it's at that point that this other guy gets up from the other bench on the side of the room, comes over, and then looms over me as intimidating as he possibly can. And at that point, then, we're state police. You need to put that. You need to put that away, and like asking me if it's a recording device and asking me if I'm recording. And I'm like, look, you know what? I don't know what your rules are. I don't know what your rules are. I'll talk to the, they're basically saying that the judge hasn't allowed you to do this. And I said, okay, well, I'd be happy to talk to the judge. Well, let's go outside. You can talk to us outside.
Let's go outside.
Yeah. Right. Outside of the courtroom.
Right.
That sounds like a threat.
Because the judge was trying to do some sort of a hearing, and so this was causing a bit of a commotion, but they were the ones causing it, right? So I basically said to them, and I was pretty flustered. I had three intimidating cops standing around me, and I was getting a little nervous, and my adrenaline was flowing. And so basically my message to them was, yeah, I'll be happy to talk to the judge. I'm not going anywhere. And so I didn't get up, and I thought for sure they were going to be, you're under arrest, get up. But they didn't, and I let them know, look, I'm sorry, I thought this was a camera ban, not an audio recording device. What, that's not a camera? Clearly it wasn't a camera, but then again, I guess you never know. And so, no, look, this is an audio recording device. I feel like I spoke too much, but nonetheless, they did back away from me after flashing their badge in front of me and, being as intimidating as they could. At that point, Ademo from LibertyOnTour.com had his BlackBerry device that he was holding up at that point. So they zoomed in on him. Of course, he was sitting right next to me, and they started to do the same intimidation tactics on him. And he handled it real smooth. He just basically said, look, you guys are cops, and I don't talk to cops. That was pretty much his message to these guys, and they kept badgering him with the questions. Is that a video recording device? Are you recording video? And eventually, Adamo didn't budge. He didn't go outside with them either. They flashed their badge at him, and he just wasn't having any of it. And so the cops backed down.
That's very empowering, as well as intimidating itself, when you simply don't respond. It's really empowering, I think, self-empowering, when you don't respond and, you know, there's nothing for them to fight now.
Yep. And it's your right? You don't have to talk to these people.
And the kind of the longer you go, you know, without giving in or
it's tough, though, let me tell you.
I know, but
they're scary.
Kind of steadily.
But isn't it funny? They sent three state troopers, three undercover cops. They sent three into a courtroom.
Skinny guy with a camera.
To hassle somebody for recording video in that court. Ostensibly, right? Allegedly recording video. According to some bailiff in the courtroom, called the cops. Because when we left the courtroom after the hearings, the cops came out. And I said, just who called you guys? And they said it was one of the court security officers.
The bailiff has arrest powers. Why didn't she do it? In that court, she has the ability to do
something
like that.
Well, maybe bailiff is the wrong term. I don't know if they even call them bailiffs up here. Like, in New Hampshire, they're called court security. And I believe these guys are called court security as well. And if you look carefully,
Now, there's typically one bailiff, and he's the person that is in charge of the courtroom just under the judge, right?
Yeah, I don't think that's true in New Hampshire courts. And, again, we're in Massachusetts today. But I don't know who I would call the bailiff in that room. There are multiple court security officers.
Mm.
And usually in Massachusetts, I believe it actually says court security on their uniform.
Okay. Mm.
So I don't know if that's the right term, bailiff. I don't know if it's the right term at all. There's a clerk. The clerk kind of passes the paperwork and does some of the judge's work for him. And the court security officers seem to play the role of a bailiff. I don't know. Anyway.
Hard to know.
Nobody got arrested. Thank goodness. Everything went okay, and we got out of there.
All the rules are meant to confuse you anyway.
Yeah. 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves and... It is not easy to record video in courtrooms. Like, up here, we're pretty good at it, and it's still not an easy thing to do. We're on the way. Hour 3's next. This is Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.